Prior to this year, a Vermont governor had vetoed the budget only twice in state history. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, though, Governor Phil Scott could soon match that number in 2018 alone.
Earlier this month, Scott vetoed the first state budget that lawmakers sent him, saying he wouldn't sign off on any spending plan that allowed for an increase in statewide property tax rates. On Tuesday, House lawmakers gave final approval to a second budget proposal, and Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ashe says he expects his chamber will sign off on the latest spending plan later this week.
My view is that the governor should show the kind of leadership people expect at this point, sign this budget into law, avoid even the specter of a government shutdown, and then move on and fight about the education proposals in another bill.
But the Republican governor says lawmakers' newest budget still does not meet his statewide property tax directive. Lawmakers say they've taken language related to property taxes out of the latest budget altogether. They say that will allow them and the governor to hash out their differences over tax rates without risking a government shutdown. Scott, though, says the legislature's tactic leaves open the possibility that tax rates could jump next year, and administration officials have indicated that he'll veto the spending plan if lawmakers send it to his desk. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.